Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Sitting in these Crossbreed Holster Studios, filling your prescription for freedom to coast in hundreds of cities from those toasty beaches of South Florida. You know, they're toasty still because of global warming, right? But Obama saved us. He signed a deal over in France. The Messiah. But we are live across the country. I'm filling your prescription for freedom from those toasty beaches of South Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Anchorage, Alaska, and every part in between, including parts unknown. Great to be here with you. The last hour was an awful lot of fun. This one will be just as fun and even more informative, I can promise you. We're going to jump right on it. We're going to go right over to Armed American Radio's political analyst, my political analyst and Washington, D.C. editor, Neil McCabe, up in Washington in the Capitol. Neil, how you doing, brother?
Fantastic, Mark. Really glad to be with you.
Oh, going to be a great hour. Let me introduce our next guest, and we're just thrilled, and it's an honor to have him here. I'm talking about Representative Brian Babbitt. Brian Babbitt is from the 36th District in Texas. Brian is a lifelong resident of East Texas, born in Port Arthur, grew up in Beaumont, graduated with a Bachelor of Science from Lamar University, and completed dental school at the University of Texas Dental Branch in Houston. Now, get this. On January 5th, 2015, Dr. Babbitt was sworn into the 114th Congress. He was appointed to two committees that are critically important to the 36th District. Service on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committees affords him the opportunity to address critical ports, highways, rails, and pipelines, and among other various important deals in Congress. I don't have enough time to go through all of it, but his resume is extensive. Let's welcome Representative, Texas Representative from the 36th District, U.S. Congressman, Dr. Brian Babbitt. Brian, it is a pleasure, Mr. Representative. Thanks for being here.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Mark, and you too, Neil. It's an honor to be on. I really am.
What? I tell you what I love. I want to jump right into this, Mr. Representative. Here's why. I have to ask this question to you, and every time we have the honor of having a U.S. representative on the show, which we did just last week as well, I ask the same question. Sir, what in the world is happening to today's modern Democrat Party before we even get this conversation started? What in the world is going on over there?
It is incredible. It really is. I mean, I tell you what, I grew up here in East Texas. I've lived here all my life, except when I served in the military overseas. And we were totally Democratic for many, many decades, and they were good conservative Democrats, and they were very pro-Second Amendment. But those days are over, and there's still some good ones in there, but far and above, most of them are wanting to infringe our Second Amendment rights, as we have already seen over the last few weeks, where the president and the Democrats are trying to exploit the San Bernardino shooting in California to disarm Americans. And they cannot see the forest for the trees. This is strictly an agenda on their part. It doesn't matter what the truth really is. We know, all of us on this program tonight know, that armed Americans stop many, many crimes and can stop terrorists instead of disarming us. This president and the Democrats, along with all of our Republicans, should be trying to make it easier for American citizens to arm themselves, to keep and bear arms, to protect themselves and their families. You don't disarm when you're in a state of war. And, folks, we are at war with radical Islam. Whether we like it or not, it is here. The enemy is inside our borders and wanting to come in and droves, and that's what we need to be aware of.
Sir, that begs the question. I have to ask it, then we'll move on. I'll get Neil in, too. But why? Why won't this president tell the American people, as we saw in that pathetic Oval Office talk just a few days ago, why will he not tell what every American already knows, which is what you just said, that we are at war with radical Islam? Why will this man refuse to even say it and acknowledge it?
You know, well, I just, to tell you the truth, Mark, I don't know what makes this man tick. I don't know what it's going to take to make him wake up. He's been in office for 7.5 years. or 7 years now. And, you know, everything he seems to do is contrary to what's best for our country. It's hard to imagine where his heart lies. I don't want to say that he's either an incompetent or he's got some ill will for the country or he's just out to lunch. I don't know. But I do know one thing, that when I heard him speak, and that he was in a, he, of course, you were just talking about it, his primetime speech, we all thought, well, maybe he's waking up. He's going to give us a plan, a strategy to whip these people, which we could. You know, if we make up our minds, we get firm, we declare a war in return on ISIS, we're going to beat these folks, and we'll beat them soundly. And yet all we heard was the same old worn-out phrases and non-strategy that he's had before, which has gotten us in this place, in this situation that we're in now to begin with.
I couldn't agree more. Neil McCabe, I know you're chomping over here. Jump on into the conversation, please. I can hear you on the other end. I can hear you.
Hey, Neil.
Good to talk to you, Congressman. I have to tell you, Mark, we were actually, Congressman was doing a story for us at One America News on his effort to keep the Syrian refugees out of this country. And when I mentioned Armed American Radio to him, his eyes just all lit up. He said, get me on that show. Right?
Well, good. I'm glad to do it.
Absolutely. Glad to be here. You did it, Neil. Thank you.
Hey, this is the thing. I believe it was Thursday. Speaker Paul Ryan arranged for FBI, Homeland Security, and other people to brief members of Congress. I know with votes and travel and all, I'm not sure if you were at that meeting. But
yes,
if you were
I
at
was.
That meeting,
I was there.
Did you come out of that meeting confident that the Obama administration has a handle on this situation?
Absolutely not, Neil. I came out of there just more than ever convinced that this man and his administration are completely out to lunch. He's supposed to be our commander-in-chief. He has got to be our wartime commander-in-chief, and he's not. He's not even a commander-in-chief to begin with. He pulled us out of the Middle East. I have a son who had three tours. He's a Navy SEAL, three tours to Iraq. You know, it was just a pathetic situation. All these commanding officers of this president, all of his admirals, all of his generals had told him and warned him not to pull us out prematurely. He did, and he also telegraphed all that information to the enemy. And now where so many of our young men and women have made the ultimate supreme sacrifice or been wounded, including my own son, those lands and those cities are in Iraq are now in the hands of ISIS. And it is a pathetic situation. All of the millions of displaced people over there in Syria and the Syrian civil war. This is a creation of the pathetic non-foreign policy that we've had under this president. This is a creation of him. And now we're having to pay the piper. Western Europe is having to pay the piper because of this. And
yes,
then
yes,
we
they
see
are.
The way the man has set up his immigration, his refugees, the open borders, whatever it takes, his immigration agencies and commissions, whatever it takes to get to yes, to let anyone in with half of a vetting or screening process. I was in another briefing a little earlier with our FBI director, James Comey, and he told us point blank that he just doesn't have sufficient information and background to properly vet these UN refugees that the president wants to bring in by the tens of thousands. And when the FBI director tells us that he can't possibly vet them correctly or properly, and the president continues to want to do that, it more than ever convinces me that whatever it takes to open our borders up, to bring in folks, whether they pose a danger to American citizens or not, he wants them here. And it is a disgraceful situation because we swore an oath as elected officials, me as a congressman, him as the president, to uphold our Constitution and to protect the national security and the health and safety and lives of the American people. And while I'm deeply compassionate for people who are caught in the middle of a civil war, you know, my first duty is to the American citizens that I swore an oath to, and we cannot bring these people in. We need to help them over there. We need to continue the humanitarian aid that we're already supplying them with medicine and food and shelter and all the things that we have and to the tune of billions of dollars the American taxpayer is shelling out.
And do it over there. And we need to do it over there. Congressman, I have to ask you, we're getting ready to take a break. Can I ask you for another 10 or 15 minutes of your time? Can you stay with us for one more segment?
You got it.
Thank you very much. Absolutely. I'll be back with Congressman Brian Babin and with Neil McKay, analyst up in Washington, D.C. We will be right back after this. Don't go away. Armed American Radio. This is a good one. Don't turn it off.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hey, you've heard me talking about my proud membership with the United States Concealed Carry Association. They're the organization that protects responsible gun owners like you and me from jail and bankruptcy if, God forbid, we're ever forced to use a weapon in self-defense. Now, I want to share with you an incident that happened to another member of the USCCA. Now, this member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in front of his yard. Now, he drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and he was arrested and held on a massive bail bond. He never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call that he got to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, they got him home to his family and also had him home in time to go to work on Monday. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that's going to arm you with 18 things that you absolutely must know before leaving your house with a gun. Now, simply go to defendfamily.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
United States Concealed Carry Association. It doesn't get any better than that. Pretty self-explanatory. The nation's largest and most important resource for the responsibly armed American. Armed American Radio. Ted Nugent was a guest on this show not long ago, a couple of years, I don't know, time flies, and he says, Armed American Radio, what a great name for a radio show. And the timing was perfect. Armed American Radio is a great name for a radio show, and its time has never been more important than now. Neil McCabe, political analyst, Washington, D.C., editor for Armed American Radio. How you doing, brother? Great to have you here again, as usual.
Fantastic, Mark. Glad to be with you, especially with the congressman.
And let me read you a quote from the congressman's website about the Second Amendment, and then we'll have this discussion. As a lifelong Texan, I know firsthand the importance of gun ownership to those of us who call the Lone Star State home. I am fully committed to supporting the Second Amendment as a protected right guaranteed to individuals in the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. Supreme Court's Heller and McDonald decisions reaffirmed these important constitutional rights. Now, I can go on, but in the essence of time, let's go right back to U.S. Representative, Texas 36th District, Congressman Brian Babin. Congressman, a pleasure to have you here. The Second Amendment, is it in danger right now?
As usual, we've seen this before, where they will take a crisis, a tragedy, and try to turn it around so that they can further their agenda. You know, Rahm Emanuel, who used to be the top dog in President Obama's administration, first few years he was in, and now he's the mayor of Chicago, is greatly under fire right now to resign. He's quoted as saying, "Never let a crisis go to waste," and this is what they're doing. They want to infringe upon our Second Amendment rights because of the terrible tragedy and that shooting in San Bernardino by those two jihadis, radical Islamic terrorists, who really should have been nabbed beforehand. This man should never have been allowed to have this fiancé visa, this K-1 right. visa, so that he could bring in this woman. And we wound up with 14 dead Americans over this and 22 wounded.
Sir, there's a couple things I want to ask you about legislation that we have seen try to move through the House before. Obviously, I don't think Obama would sign it, but it's important we get this legislation moving. You're fully supportive of legislation to ensure that those with concealed carry permits are able to carry from state to state. Are you referring there, sir, to national reciprocity?
I think that's exactly what we need. And I believe that one of the most critical areas is right there in Washington, D.C. And I believe that, Neil, you would probably agree with me that Washington, D.C. is not exactly the safest town in the world. and yet they have some of the more restrictive gun control laws in the country.
There was a time where I would joke that, how is it that some neighborhoods in D.C., are literally abandoned by the police, yet if you cause any kind of trouble at the White House lawn or on the Capitol, they shoot you. That's not even true at the White House anymore. I mean, there are guys running in the White House. It's like they jump the fence, they stop in, they raid the fridge. It's crazy over there. But seriously, there are places in Washington, D.C. where the citizens are completely disarmed and the police don't even go there.
That's right. And then to try to disarm Americans in the face of the terrorism that we have coming into this country today, plus the crime. Let's don't forget about some of these high crime areas. And the Second Amendment is exactly what we need because the police cannot always be there. And the Second Amendment is not there for hunting, folks. It's there to protect us and our families and from a tyrannical government. And it wasn't written in there for hunting, even though we certainly want to uphold our hunting rights and our hunting laws and privileges that we have in this country. But that is there for us to protect ourselves.
I have to ask a second question on legislation as well, and you're absolutely correct. Very well said. You've also co-sponsored legislation to ensure that firearms owners are able to transport their firearms from one state to another without having them confiscated. This is a real problem in states like New Jersey et cetera. And, you know, you can use the blue states. It's easy because that's what happens in states controlled by Democrats, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, where we see this. Is this legislation going anywhere, Congressman, anywhere at all? It's so vitally needed.
Well, we've got plenty of co-sponsors on there. We're working extremely hard. You know, I have assurance from our new leadership in the Republican Conference that we're going to push some of this type of legislation and try to keep the Democrats from killing it. And, you know, it remains to be seen. But I am cautiously optimistic that we can get this through. I've actually authored the bill called the Alternative Ammunition Bill, which is going to force the federal government to give an answer to ammunition manufacturers when they ask to be able to manufacture ammo out of alternative materials, since we can't. It's so difficult to get lead these days, and they want to make the ammo out of different things, at least to provide ammunition for American citizens. And when these companies ask for permission, the federal government just simply will not give them an answer. And this will make them fish or cut bait. If they don't give them an answer in a short period of time, then they are automatically given a permit to start manufacturing this new ammunition out of different materials.
We appreciate everything you're doing in the House of Representatives to restore our Second Amendment rights. Congressman, very quickly, what can we as Americans, as everyday Americans, armed, law-abiding, 100-plus million of us do in the face of this incredible blitzkrieg from the Democrat Party now coming after our guns? Where would you point people when they get frustrated? What do they need to do to fight back?
They need to, first off, vote. Be a concerned and educated voter. Know who these candidates are. Don't listen to rhetoric. Look at their actions, not just their words. Are they supporting our Second Amendment? Are they part of the group like former Mayor Bloomberg, who is out to take our weapons away from us, and then friends on our Second Amendment rights? And then join organizations that are working extremely hard, like the NRA. My goodness,
right.
The Gun Owners of America. There's several great organizations out there trying to uphold our Second Amendment rights. And these are not expensive dues. And if you have the money, give on top of your dues. Give a donation, a contribution, because these people are working hard to uphold our Second Amendment rights in the face.
They're restoring them. They're doing everything they can to restore them. Congressman Babin, I want to thank you very much for being here. I know you're very busy. I want to point everybody over to babin.house.gov to read everything about Congressman Babin and his work on the Second Amendment, fighting for our right to keep and bear arms. Mr. Congressman, thank you so much for being here. And promise me right now on national radio you will come back.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, Mark. And I wish all
Thank
of you
sir.
Guys a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. I'll be back with my political analyst, Neil McCabe. We'll analyze everything and take the conversation forward. Thank you, Mr. Congressman. We appreciate it. Brian Babin, babin.house.gov. He's fighting for you. We'll be right back.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot, just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry, though. This offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft-coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com. Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Yeah, sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios. Wow. Boy, I got to tell you, when you've got representatives like Brian Babin that have your back, it makes you feel good. Because you really only get to talk to them, or really you don't get to talk to them. You get to hear them on television. You get the sound bites. You get the little clips. You get the 2-second little blurbs. And you get the campaign stump speeches, sound bites from the stump speeches. But when you have an opportunity to talk with these men and women who are in the halls of Congress and are fighting for our rights and actually mean what they say and sponsor and write legislation to not only help us further and push along, but to help us restore our Second Amendment rights. Neil McCabe, welcome back to the program, my friend. He was a lot of fun, and I can't wait to have him back. I know he's looking forward to coming back. He was really looking forward to coming on the show today, and I was just thrilled to have him.
One of the things, as I make this transition to being a TV reporter from being, print and online, is, you can have a conversation. You need 10, 15-minute conversation with a senator or congressman up on Capitol Hill, and then you have to chop it up into these 10-second, 15-second sound bites, and two or three of those, and you've run out of time. It's amazing how much you can eat up in right. 2 minutes. And so to actually have sort of a long-form radio conversation where he really went there. He told us what is going on. There is no doubt in my mind that this guy is on board and on duty for gun rights.
Oh, no doubt. And listen, Beaumont, Houston, Baytown, Spring, Texas, Southeast Houston, getting down towards Galveston. This is your congressman, and you're listening to the program live. I hope you enjoyed what you heard. Of course, I know you did because you elected him. And Texas, a very conservative state, in particular that area, where, and I've been in that area many times, and it's a tremendous area. I've cooked at barbecue cook-offs in that area. I've signed books in Spring, Texas. I've been to Beaumont, and I know the district there, and I know people in the district. And you guys have done a wonderful job in bringing a voice like that to Congress. Neil, we need more of that. But I think it's important that people understand that they're actually there. That when we say we're winning this war, you know, we may lose a battle from time to time, in particular the media, but we're really, overall, we're winning this war. And it's individuals like Mr. Babin, Representative Babin, that are really there neck deep. He's in the hearings. He sees the lies. Listen, I couldn't wait to ask him that question about what's wrong with the Democrat Party, what's happening. Boy, he lit up like a Christmas tree because he's as angry as we are.
Well, as a Texan, especially, you know, and as an East Texan, you know, he has lived that transition, and it's really been in our lifetime. It's unbelievable how Republican Texas is today, as being a lock, and everybody considers it a lock state for the Republican Party, because it was not that way. And now, you know, the guy looks around and he sees these Democrats. It used to be gun rights was something everybody agreed on down in Texas. And there are actually people working to take away our gun rights in Texas. And I'm afraid to say, and I didn't have time to get my shot in, but Senator John Cornyn, who's the number two Republican in the Senate, you know, he's not always on the gun rights side when these battles come up. And so it's very important that we have conservatives in the House of Representatives to hold the line. In fact, I was in an event Wednesday night, and actually it wasn't like a violent argument, but it was kind of intense. You know, it's like I thought there might be, you know, 10 or 15 conservatives in the true conservatives in the Senate, and this guy was telling me maybe 3 or 5, you know. But in the House, we both agreed that it's probably about 70 Republican congressmen that we can rely on when the chips are down to vote the line. And obviously, Babin's one of those guys.
You know, I wish we had had more time. I didn't want to put him on the spot on live radio. We were just pleasantly thrilled, actually, to be able to have him stay an extra half hour. I know he's excited to be here. So I'm looking forward to bringing him back. One of the two questions that I would have loved to have asked him, and I will tee them up the next time, but I'll just tease you with this, is I would really like to hear his response to how he feels the Republican primary is moving right now and get some indication from him about how he feels about his colleague from Texas, Cruz, really climbing in the polls, particularly in Iowa. Now the latest numbers are out today, and Cruz is up about 10 points above everybody else, including Trump in Iowa. That could be a serious game changer. Now, you know, Iowa in 2012 was won by Santorum. So, you know, a lot can happen. But when you're talking about Neil, Trump and Cruz, Carson and Rubio, who have been at the top all the way, you're really beginning to see some shift. And I would have liked to have asked him. But the second thing I would have liked to have asked him was Representative Peter King in New York. What in the world? King was the only Republican to break ranks and vote with the Democrats on this bogus expanded background checks. And I would have loved to have gotten a response there. I hate to put him on the spot to talk or feel like I was asking him to attack a colleague, but I would love to have gotten an answer from him on that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that, you know, Peter King can be good on so many things, especially terrorism, especially the threat of Islamic terrorism. But on guns, he really is going out of his way to vote with the Democrats and to overly support. You know, he's afraid that Obama isn't doing enough to take away our gun rights. And so Peter King's an interesting guy, but, you know, it's the politics of the Northeast. And, you know, one assumes that district that he's in is probably going to become a Democratic district.
Let me tell you what I think about Peter King. If you want to throw in there that it's, see, now I'm getting boiled up. All right, the cup is runneth over now. Let me tell you why. The politics of the Northeast. So yeah. Peter King doesn't have a pair. Peter King can't stand up for conservative ideals because he lives in the Northeast. That's part of the problem with the Northeast. It's why we have a SAFE Act. It's why we have a Daniel P. Malloy. It's why we have a Cuomo. It's why we had a Bloomberg. It's why we're in the situation we're in up north. It's why we have lifetime appointments, if you will, in Chuck Schumer's. Okay? So,
yeah, well,
yeah, I mean, Peter King needs to stand up, and he needs to grow a pair, number one. Or number two, as a single issue, Armed American Radio, as you just mentioned, I don't care what his position is on terrorism. I don't care what his position is anywhere else. If he's trying to take my gun rights from me, I want him the hell out of there.
Well, I think I guess you have a thing for King. I mean, I stood in front of the Capitol when I passed him, and I told him what a disappointment he was, you know. And you know, he kind of gruffly told me he didn't care what I thought. And then
no, he doesn't care what you think. That's part of the problem.
But I'm telling you, it's a tough thing that we're dealing with because there's a lot of Republicans who feel that by going weak on guns, that's how they keep their job. They're not
okay. And then I have to say here, this sure. is the wind underneath Trump's wings. This is what the people are sick of. This is why the establishment, who are the very people you're talking about right now, can't see. This is what they don't understand. This is why Trump is flying. This is why Cruz is up now by 10 points. Because although he is a sitting senator, he is anything but establishment. The establishment despises Cruz, I would say more so than they do Donald Trump, because he's one of them. Now, that's debatable. We could argue that point. But as we go into the break, I'll leave you with this. It's precisely what you said is why Trump's wings have so much lift. Because the people are fed up with that. Peter King isn't smart enough to see it, or he wouldn't be playing those games. Now, he can get away with that. That's probably not a fair statement. He can get away with that in New York State. But there are others who are, if they're trying to play politics with their positions, they're going to find themselves out of work. Americans have had enough. Americans are fed up. And I think that's evidenced in the polls, and it's why we're seeing the, let's just call them non-politicos at the top of the pack. I'll be back with Neil McCabe. Fun analysis right after this. Don't go away. I want to ask him about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, too. He may not even know what I'm talking about. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. An honor and a privilege to be here with you today. I'm talking with my political analyst, Armed American Radio's Washington, D.C. editor, longtime Washington, D.C. editor, and great personal friend. That's Neil McCabe. Neil, welcome back to the show. Hey, I want to start with this. I got fired up talking about Peter King and the establishment. I want to make it clear I wasn't getting fired up at you. I wasn't attacking your analysis. I agree with you. It's just the fact that those guys don't seem to get it that really, really lights my fire. I think they're blind to what's happening out there. Would you agree? Is there any validity to that analysis at all?
Yeah, first of all, I'm glad that you weren't attacking me.
No, not you, please.
For my defense of Peter King, because
no.
That's the first time I've been accused of defending him. But the
I understand that. I want to make it very clear that what you said about Peter King is absolutely correct. It's what you said being correct is what got me fired up, not the fact that you were. But yeah. That is true. It's those politics that these people are playing that unfortunately he can get away with up there in the Northeast. Yeah, that's not going to fly somewhere else. And I think it's what when people see that, it's what's got them so angry.
Yeah, you know, and you also have, you know, the Republican leadership, the Republican National Committee, the Republican Senate Committee especially. These guys, you know, they're more comfortable dealing with liberals and Democrats than they are dealing with conservatives. And you're going to see this in the budget bill. The conservatives were allowed to pass a bill that defunded Planned Parenthood and that repealed a lot of Obamacare. And that bill is going to pass. It passed the Senate. It's going to pass the House. But that's going to be vetoed by the president, and the Republicans are going to let that die. And then the Republican leadership is going to have a funding bill before Christmas, probably sometime next week, that fully funds the refugee program, fully right. funds Obamacare, fully funds Planned Parenthood, does all of the things. And I know, you know, this is a gun show, but it's just an example of how, you know, the must pass budget bill is going to have all this stuff loaded onto it, like the export import bank and all this stuff mm-hmm. that the establishment wants done. And then the stuff that the conservatives want done gets put on a separate bill that the president will veto, and that will be the end of it. And then they'll basically tell the conservatives, hey, you had your vote, you had your shot, now the grown-ups are going to take over. And this is the problem that we run into with the gun rights. And you were mentioning, you talk about Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz was one of those guys inside the Senate, inside the Senate Judiciary Committee, who was going toe-to-toe with Leahy, toe-to-toe right. with Dianne Feinstein to stop the president's anti-gun agenda back in 2013. And, you know, when people say that Cruz doesn't get anything done, Cruz did the work. And I know people on his staff who were preparing him for those hearings, and Cruz was one of those guys who really slowed that momentum after Newtown.
Well, you know, you say, I know this is a gun show, and you talk about IMF and you talk about funding Planned Parenthood. All of these things are tied together. Every single yeah. one of these are tied together. It's why we can't advance legislation. And it's what's got people like me and many millions of other Americans, conservative, real conservative Americans, irate. And that's what I was talking about with Peter King. Again, I said it wasn't you. It was what you said about Peter King being absolutely spot on is what has me and many millions of other Americans absolutely livid. So this is all tied together, and it's important wherever you are tuning into this program and listening to Neil and I talk about this that you understand that. There is a bigger picture in play here. It is the overarching entire spectrum of what we're talking about that is so vital, and gun rights are tied to this. Absolutely. These are not mutually exclusive events here. These are all tied together. Neil, you know, I didn't want to go here. Sean and I were talking during the break, and I often say that sometimes the best radio, as we sit and talk on mics back and forth, is the radio that the listener never gets to hear, and that's the conversations we have off air or during the breaks. And I want to bring this one alive. I didn't want to do it. Sean, can you bring your mic live, please, for just a second?
Yeah.
Okay, you were during the break, you mentioned to me, as we were discussing, Neil, some of what we talked about prior to the break, Trump, or talking about Trump and everybody else, and he chimed in, Sean chimed in, he jumped in, and he says, you know, Trump is getting ready to, or I think he said, Trump is fixing to throw the Republicans under the bus. Sean, would you expand on that, please?
Yeah, here's the thing. The establishment just don't get it. And eventually they're going to say something that's going to really upset Trump. And eventually, maybe not today or tomorrow, but he may just jump ship and say, you know what, I don't need you guys.
Neil, does that concern you at all? A lot of people feel that way. I'm kind of wishy-washy on that right now because I am so fired up. And I when I go back to 14 and I look at the way the ball is continuing to bounce since the midterms, I'm not sure Donald Trump, if that were to happen or if he were to get angry, that at this point in time he would be, believe it or not, big enough to have an impact, particularly what I was telling Sean during the break, is if we see Cruz begin to move very, very quickly, as it appears he's doing. Is there a validity to that?
Well, the Republican leadership, they created the situation where Donald Trump felt that not only did Donald Trump feel it, if I don't do this, no one else will, but also created the situation where people were looking for a Trump. And I've been to at least four of his rallies, and, you know, I don't want to say messianic, but what he's talking about absolutely resonates with, and I've seen him in different parts of the country, it's the exact same speech and it's the exact same reaction, because the Republican leadership, especially in the 2014 primaries, used a lot of dirty tricks.
Yep.
And prank
exactly right.
to thwart conservatives.
Yep.
And this is what you get. The conservatives have found a home in the Republican Party, but we're treated like the guest who stayed too long.
Yep.
We will lose a fair fight and move on. But if it's not a fair fight, we're going to get kicked off. And hello, Mr. Trump.
Yep. All right, well, Mr. Trump is not the quintessential true conservative. And that can be proven by looking back at his record. Now, do I believe he's chosen to? Yes, I do. I do believe he's sincere in that. He's saying things right now that many millions of Americans are talking about over their dinner tables that they would never say publicly, which is why Trump is resonating, and which is why when he says something what is so outrageous, it's more outrageous to the media than it is to real Americans, because real Americans are saying the same thing. It's the media that doesn't like it and that portrays him as a racist and everything else. Sean, do you feel that way?
Well, what he was basically saying is we need to close the borders down and figure out what's going on with our immigration issue altogether, not just Muslims. We really need to take – it's like closing the door. When you're at home, you don't leave your front and back door open and put the gun on the table. You just go on ahead and close the doors and let's figure out what's going on. And then once we figure out what's going on, then we start letting people back in this country. But we got to do something.
Yeah, agreed. Hey, Neil, you're going to stick with us. We have a great hour coming up. Alexander Rubian is going to be here from New Jersey.
Great.
Second Amendment Society. He has exposed in a series of undercover videos the utter corruption and contempt for the Second Amendment. And you, as a subject in the state of New Jersey, you better pay attention to this. We'll be back right after this. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever leave your cave without your club, especially in an age of terrorism. And never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.